On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blitz coming. Prescott over the middle. It is caught inside. George Pickens again. And he's down to the 21. Aubrey up and he. The Cowboys win.
Well, how about them Cowboys? Cowboy B in the house on a Monday in which the Dallas Cowboys have rolled out two, not one, two consecutive wins in the span of 5.5 days, and all of a sudden, don't look now. Knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. The Cowboys are at home for the AFC champion, Kansas City Chiefs, on Thanksgiving Day. And they can climb officially over 500 with a third consecutive win. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome aboard. Nice to have you with us. Back from Hall of Fame City, Canton, Ohio, where I did not go to the Hall of Fame. Was thinking about going for dinner at the Hall of Fame Village on Saturday night, but nobody wanted to go. So I said, well, screw it. We'll go somewhere else. Got to listen to the old kids. The Cowboys beat the Eagles yesterday and come from behind fashion to improve again to 5-5-1 and winners of two in a row. All since that ugly Monday night loss a couple of weeks ago to the Arizona Cardinals and the unfortunate and sad, tragic death of Marshawn Nealand, galvanizing a football team that nobody outside of all of the ridiculous Cowboy fans could root for, right? Could ever be happy for. But I got to be honest with you. Yesterday, I was cheering hard for the Dallas Cowboys, something I don't do very often. As I was driving down the mean highways of Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and then on into Maryland on 70, and all the traffic on 295, I was rooting hard for the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I thought they were dead. I thought it was over at 21-0. Turnover. Got screwed on a tip punt that led to a touchdown. I thought they were dead in the water. There was no chance the Philadelphia Eagles weren't going to score again. after going up 21-0, right? No chance. And yet, here we are. The morning after, the afternoon after, I guess. And the Cowboys didn't allow a point after going down 21-0 on a Jalen Hurts one-yard tush-push run. Actually, yeah. The 7-yard run before that wasn't the tush-push. That was just more like a broken play, quarterback draw, break, couple of tackles, what have you. And that was following what they thought was an A.J. Brown second touchdown, which it's amazing how storylines literally change by the moment, by the quarter, by the half in the NFL. Excuse me. Throat is allergies kind of tightening up. Hopefully I'll be able to make it through here. But you're watching that game, and I'm watching that game while driving. Okay, so more I'm listening to the game on Red Zone through my speaker, and I've got the video up, and, you know, I'll be honest with you, probably not the smartest thing to admit, occasionally glancing down, but just a glance, but more listening so that I could try to keep up with the NFL Week 12 schedule. And the Cowboys are getting just destroyed 21-0, but really, in a way, they were destroying themselves. They were getting beat by bad luck. They were doing all sorts of things. And you just did not think it was going to be in the cards, right? I mean, when Brandon Aubrey misses a 51-yarder, it's one thing for Matt Gay to miss a 51-yarder. For Brandon Aubrey to miss a 51-yarder, eh-eh. It's another thing, right, when you block a punt by the tip of your, like, tippy finger, and as usual, the dumbass referees miss it. As usual, the dumbass rules in the NFL don't allow you to correct something that, well, the officials missed as well, right? And granted, it was tough to see, as Tom Brady admitted on the broadcast. It took a lot of looks. But eventually and ultimately, somebody saw the ball get deflected off the punter's leg, but yet they called it roughing the punter because they didn't see the tip. And that extends a Philadelphia drive that should have been over and leads to their second touchdown. And then the fumble, which leads to the third touchdown by Kevontae Turpin. And the missed field goal by Brandon Aubrey, and you're like, oh, here we go. Same old Cowboys. Same old Cowboys. 21-0. Nothing going right. Nothing. And then all of a sudden it turns. George Pickens, the only wide receiver that is about to be a free agent that the Commanders should have strong interest in. Let me repeat. The only wide receiver that is about to be a free agent that the Commanders should have strong interest in is George Pickens. Did I say that loud enough for the crowd in the back?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't like... Okay. All right. Go ahead. Do your thing.
We'll get to that later on. George Pickens was a pain in the ass in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh did not trade him because he's not good. Pittsburgh traded him because he's a diva and a pain in the ass. So far, very little diva pain in the ass tendency. I know he did oversleep a meeting or whatever, bus, whatever it was last week. Listen, you're going to have to deal with some of that. And he's likely to return to a pain in the ass, and therein lies the problem. I'd love to not say, hey, man, George Pickens should be a strong consideration for the Washington Commanders, because I'd like to avoid dealing with a firecracker-type personality. But he's so damn good. He's so damn good that the Commanders have no choice. George Pickens, 9 targets, 9 catches, 146 yards, and a 1-yard touchdown catch from Dakota Prescott. And that made it 21-7, capping a 72-play drive late in the first half, right? And you think, all right, so it's 21-7 now. All the bad has kind of happened. The Cowboys still have a half, but the Eagles surely are going to score again, right? There's no way you're going to keep this Eagles offense off the scoreboard for another 30 minutes, right? Oh, wait a second. Somebody forgot to tell Quinnen Williams that. Somebody forgot to take DeMarvion Overshown that message. Somebody forgot to take Osa Odighizawa that fax. Oh, that's right. The Cowboys did keep the Philadelphia Eagles off the scoreboard in the second half. And really, from the 11.5-minute mark of the second quarter. So it was more than just the second half. It was, quite honestly, 41-plus minutes. Because they were down 21-0 at the 11:32 mark of the second quarter. That's not even four full minutes into the second quarter. And we told you how some of it happened. The block punt, which was very hard to tell, granted. But again, that's what we should have replay for. We don't use it for that. That's what we should have replay assist for. We don't use it for that. We should have, I don't know, the eye in the sky, something. We don't use it for that. Nope. We don't ever use anything in the NFL to get anything that matters actually right. Right? I shouldn't say that. Very little do we actually use to get something right. Instead, we come up with all these cockamamie, stupid-ass rules that make no sense and that you guys gobble, 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 gobble up because it's Thanksgiving Day week, Monday, and you're all a bunch of damn turkeys. You guys, oh, God, hey, NFL ratings, 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 ratings. Handicappers, odds makers, ratings. Why bother to get anything right when we can? That's okay. So the Cowboys go into the break down 21-7. And you're thinking, we played about as bad as we could probably play in all three phases. I don't remember when the 51-yard misses. I'm going to have to check that out if that was early third quarter or if it was in the second quarter. I can't remember right now. But you get the point. We played about as bad as we can play. And here we are, 21-7. We still got a half of football. Sure, we're on our second game in 5.5 days. Our legs should be a little worn down, a little jello. But not. Not yesterday. Now, we'll see what happens this Thursday against a rejuvenated Patrick Mahomes, Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, and the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll see. 3 games in the span of, what, 10.5 days for the Cowboys? Last Monday night, yesterday, Thursday afternoon. Somebody do the math. I think that's 10.5 days. Maybe it's 11 days, whatever. We'll see what the Cowboys' legs look like second half, fourth quarter against the Chiefs on Sunday afternoon. On Thursday afternoon, rather. But in this game, they had plenty of juice. They had plenty of spirit. And they ultimately get the offense going. Span Ford catches who? Nobody even knows who that guy is. Catches a touchdown from Dak Prescott. 4 yards, capping an 89-yard drive. Oh, all of a sudden the vaunted Eagles defense isn't so good anymore, is it? So a 72-yard drive, an 89-yard drive, and then a quick 54-yard drive, minute and a half, three plays, Dak goes flying into the end zone, somersaulting. Then the Cowboys have a chance to take the lead and not win the game, but take the lead, and they fail after the fumbled punt, which was the great effort that everybody has seen by now. They have a chance to take a lead. They come up short. They don't go for the field goal. They go for it on fourth down. They throw a pass right at the goal line. They get the completion to Jake Ferguson, but he's like somehow like right on the outside of the goal line. And he's short. And you think, oh God, that's the break the Eagles needed. All they need is a field goal. Never mind a touchdown. They still got plenty of time left. They're going to get it cranking. Saquon's going to rip one off here, even though he hadn't done it all year. Look out. Look out below. But nope, the Cowboys come up with another big defensive stand, including a 3rd-and-2 just annihilation sack by Osa Odighizawa. And the Eagles have to punt. And the Cowboys take over. And the Cowboys take over with 1.5 left. I think it was 1:34, whatever it was, 1:35. And make a couple of big plays, including the George Pickens catch that you just heard. And kick a 42-yard field goal and win over the Eagles. Now listen, I am not, and let me repeat, I am not a Cowboys fan. I'm also not an Eagles fan. I don't like either one of them. But yesterday, I was rooting for the Dallas Cowboys. Number one, for our guy Cowboy B. Number two, for my pick on Friday that my guy AMAC scoffed at. Scoffed at!
Yeah, I was coming in here and expecting that. I deserve that one.
You do.
Yeah.
Cowboys plus 3.5 against Philly. I said, not that the Cowboys were just going to cover. I said the Cowboys were going to win that game.
Yeah, and that was my joke for the day.
Yeah. You scoffed at that.
I am now the joke.
Yeah, you are. Actually, the Giants defense is the joke. Oh, but I'm pumped. Shh. Hello, Shane Bowen.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Turn out the lights, big guy. Don't let the door hit you in the ass. Go to Brian Daboll's house. And you guys could take over like Austin Peay in college football. Probably better than Austin Peay, but you get the point. Anyway, the Cowboys beat the Eagles. The Eagles never score again after the 11.5 minute mark of the second quarter. And now all of a sudden, not only do they blow a 21-0 lead and multiple chances in the end to win it and rebound and get off the... Now, all of a sudden, you have to deal with, oh, wait a second. We thought we had the offense settled. We had the offense fixed. We were rocking and rolling. We were cruising. Then Saquon fumbles. Then the punt return. Why that kid's trying to catch that ball? I don't know. The vaunted defense of the Eagles didn't have much to say about the vaunted offense of the Dallas Cowboys in the second half and late in the first half, right? And here we are. The Eagles at 8-3, still plenty good enough to make the playoffs, host Little Benny and the Bears on Friday afternoon. Should be a great game, right? The Cowboys, a day before that, again, third game in 10.5 days. We'll see what they look like in the latter part of that game, if they have any juice, if they have any legs, especially on defense, against Kansas City. Because you saw what Kansas City did to Indianapolis in the fourth quarter in overtime yesterday? Yeah, that might be the case on Thursday afternoon when the NFL makes the Cowboys play a ridiculous third game in, again, the span of 10.5 days. Last Monday night in Vegas, yesterday afternoon, this Thursday afternoon. That's 10 and a half days by my count. You want to stretch it to 11? Okay. Not even 12, which they did a number of times and to a number of teams last year. Three games in 12 days. Not even that. But we'll see. Either way, the Dallas Cowboys gave us a thrill ride. It was not a well-played game by any means. Turnovers, bad officiating, bad everything. But the Cowboys survive and improve to 5-5-1. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you something that is going to piss you off. Something that is going to piss you off. I know how you guys are going to operate. See, I know. I have ESPN. I know that you guys are going to be pissed off at me, but I'm going to say it anyway because I feel it. And I know it in my heart of hearts. That's next. Plus, the rest of Week 12 in the NFL, your calls, your reaction, and is Jaden Daniels coming back this Sunday? And is there a veteran wide receiver that Jaden happens to be close with that you want in burgundy and gold sooner than later? All of that to come right here on a Back to Work Monday on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Blitz coming. Prescott over the middle. It is caught inside. George Pickens again. And he's down to the 21. Aubrey up. And he's got it.
All right, indeed. George Pickens catch setting up that game-winning field goal from Brandon Aubrey, and the Dallas Cowboys beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Coming up in a second, you're going to go inside the Cowboy locker room. No, this is not 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. No, this isn't the Dallas Cowboys postgame show. But in lieu of the Commanders playing, and with that being such a riveting game between two NFC East teams, I hope Even you can figure out why I'm leading with this game. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to upset you. The Cowboys are becoming likable. That's right. Let me repeat that in case you didn't hear it with all that wax in your ears. The Cowboys are becoming likable. Why? Here's one of the reasons why the Cowboys are becoming likable, and it might be the biggest reason. Yes, Amac? Right?
What?
The Brian Schottenheimer
yes.
Audio?
Yes,
could
here we go.
Could you fire that up for me?
Here we go. Sorry about that.
That's right.
Hey, listen up! Listen up! Hey, we got a lot of cool to celebrate, but I got a question first. Can you win the game in the first quarter?
No.
Can you win the game in the second quarter?
No.
Did we spot them 21 points?
Yeah.
But what about, hey, can you win the game in the third quarter?
No.
What about that? Hey, we're starting with the takeaways today. Sam Williams forced a fumble.
Yeah.
Kevin Murray recovered it.
Yeah.
Elijah Clark forced a fumble.
Yeah.
Whoa. Trent. Did that say Trent
C? Yes, sir.
Trent C recovered it.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott threw a pass to George Pickens.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott threw a pass to Brevis Buffour.
Yeah.
And the old man ran one in.
Yeah.
But this dude also had a sack.
Yeah.
And then, hey, nothing like walking him off with Brandon Aubrey Big Field.
Yeah.
We've talked about everything. You guys have done it. You stack these days, you stack these wins, you learn because they build championship habits. I am so proud of the men in this room.
All right, that is way too much Dallas Cowboy-a-palooza for me, right? Way too much.
I thought you said they were likable.
But they are getting likable because of that guy, Ryan Schottenheimer. The guy that everybody thought was a big walking buffoon because they remember how stodgy and how confrontational and how grumpy his late dad was. And because he was associated with not letting us cook in Seattle. And they thought, oh, Brian Schottenheimer, he doesn't know what he's doing. How could he be a leader of men? How could he be a head coach? Jerry Jones, are you freaking senile? And the answer to that might be yes. This isn't about Jerry Jones. This isn't about Jerry Jones. And maybe, and I hate to say it this way, maybe they are playing with a greater purpose the last two games because of what they lost as teammates, as friends, as brothers. But Brian Schottenheimer quickly is making the Dallas Cowboys almost, if not already, likable. And that is a scary existence, man. I found myself rooting for them, A, because I wanted my pick to turn out right, B, because I wanted to remind AMAC how right I was. And how wrong he was.
I'm looking for security for you right now. Like you just said on these Washington, D.C. airways that the Cowboys are getting likable.
Yeah, they're becoming likable.
Yeah, I'm looking for the best security for you, man.
Listen, brother. They are playing with a purpose. Whether it's to honor their late teammate.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's to finally live up to all of the expectations and the pressure and America's team and all the hoopla and all the circumstances, whether it's to satisfy all of those Cowboy fans with constant broken legs from jumping on and off the bandwagon over the last 30-plus years, whatever it is, they are playing with a purpose. The Cowboys are 5-5-1. They are not back, but they are becoming more likable. And I know how fans operate. I don't consider myself a fan. I consider myself an independent observer. I love things that are unexpected, right? And cool things and cool rises from the ashes. This team was 3-5-1. 3-5-1 2 weeks ago, left for dead. And here they are. And who knows how long it'll last. Maybe it doesn't last past Thursday. I don't know. Cowboys, because of Brian Schottenheimer. And yes, George Pickens helps. And yes, Dakota Prescott helps. And yes, Javonte Williams helps. And yes, Jerry Jones actually made some good decisions. And yes, a couple of big trades at the deadline. But they are becoming likable, largely because, not largely because, to a large degree, because of Brian Schottenheimer. I like that guy. And I didn't have much of an expectation. I thought he would be better than the critics, but I thought he would be meh, middling. And he might turn out to be. For right now, I like him through 11 games. 301-230-0980, your calls coming up in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. 301-230-0980. We'll get to the rest of the Week 12 slate as we go along as well. But now, some breaking news from the NFL and our trending alert. All right, indeed, Joe Burrow, as expected, is expected to return for the Cincinnati Bengals this Thursday night, Thanksgiving night, the third of three ungodly games, against the Baltimore Ravens, according to head coach Zach Taylor. Now, the problem is the Bengals are going to already be without T. Higgins, who's been ruled out by Taylor. He was hurt late in yesterday's game against for the Bengals, I should say. And on top of that, they're going to be without Trey Hendrickson, who's been banged up throughout the year. Now, the Giants have fired Shane Bowen, their defensive coordinator. He replaced Wink Martindale just 2 years ago. Good news for the New England Patriots. They are optimistic that left tackle and number four overall pick from this year's draft, Will Campbell, who was initially thought to maybe have a torn ACL, has an MCL injury. And they expect or hope that he will play at some point this season. It may take until the playoffs. We will see. Tonight, Monday Night Football, it is the Carolina Panthers at 6-5. It is the San Francisco 49ers of Kyle Shanahan. They'll get it on to wrap up week number 12, and then we go right into the Thanksgiving slate just a couple of afternoons from right now. And that is what's trending.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
All right, Sports Talk right here on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game each and every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Yeah, I watched pretty much the entire NFL slate yesterday. During the afternoon, both afternoon windows on my phone because I was traveling back from Canton, Ohio. So it's wonderful, right? I mean, listen, it's not as good as being in a sports bar or sitting on your couch. But, I mean, if you got to go somewhere, if you've got a life to live, and God knows I've got a life to live, and the NFL does not want me to live it, at least I have that as an option. At least I have that as an option. Now, the Cowboys, again, are becoming likable, not because they're 5-5-1 and they beat the Eagles. Navy Mo points out that's why they're becoming likable, because the Eagles are so hateable. There might be something to that. I mean, who could root for the Eagles right now with that prima donna A.J. Brown, with their sloppy and choppy offense, with them coming off of another Super Bowl with the tush push and cheating on every tush push imaginable, right? Who could root for the Eagles right now? Like, let's go Bears this Friday afternoon, baby. But I think the Cowboys are becoming likable because Brian Schottenheimer, like Mike McCarthy, had zero personality. Zero personality. I mean, he was stoic. He was just standing there, rosy red cheeks. I mean, Mike McCarthy wasn't likable. Brian Schottenheimer, maybe because so many of you hated him or thought he was just a foolish hire and a token hire, which you were wrong about, as usual, Brian Schottenheimer actually is likable. You heard it in that clip. And I've seen a bunch of those clips. You know, and at first I thought that, yeah, or whatever that they're doing, very L.A. Knight style without any pizzazz, was kind of stupid. But you see those guys responding, right? You see those guys battling like hell. That's what a coach does. He gets a team to overcome the kind of adversity that they have overcome in the last couple of weeks and that they overcame yesterday. My goodness. All right, 301-230-0980. We'll get to the rest of the Week 12 campaign in due time and in short notice, because there were a lot of other great games and performances, including Shedeur Sanders, including Matthew Stafford and the Rams last night. We'll cover it all. Oh, and Emmanuel Forbes and Cam Curl. How did that feel hearing all that last night? How did that seem watching that last night if you watched it? 301-230-0980. Out to the phones we go. And we'll start with the Mark and Largo show on the Team 980. Hello, Mark. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Hello,
I'm glad you brought up the Cam Curl and Emmanuel Forbes, because 50% of the secondary is, you know, and I believe we had an opportunity to keep both when Adam came on board and he decided, you know, he wanted to let go. He didn't want to re-sign Cam Curl,
right,
and he moved off in Emmanuel Forbes.
Correct.
During the season. And you know what's interesting, Chris? We had a better secondary. The Commanders had a better secondary before the Lattimore trade than they have after the Lattimore trade. Isn't that interesting? Much better.
When you say that, I can definitively agree that it did not improve. But I don't know
if I can say
Benjamin St. Juice, Michael Davis, and the Emmanuel Forbes that was here were better than,
right,
you know,
And my thing is, this is another Lynch that you will always defend Adam, because you're privately, you say you this, and you're privately going along with Adam. But I got to tell you, man, look, and to all these people like Anthony in Largo, who seems to want to call Kevin's show and say that I'm crazy of wanting to fire Adam Peters, I don't want to get Adam Peters fired. But I will say his work has looked good, but this year has looked terribly bad to the point where we have no roster on either side. I'm not saying fire the guy. I understand that. But how do we fix it?
They fix it.
How?
They fix it by spending a lot more money and aggressively than they have so far, number one.
Don't you think they need to do better scouting as well, too?
Yes, of course.
Wait a second.
Everybody that wants to give up on Luke McCaffrey, Ben Sinnott, Johnny Newton, what have you, should remember that here we are the morning after, the afternoon after, saying, oh, woe is us, we let Emmanuel Forbes go. Oh, woe is us, we let Cam Curl go in free agency after developing him.
Yeah.
So, you know, so you got to give these guys more than a year and a half.
Jahan Dotson, you can say the same thing about that. And the only reason why I say that, he's not prospering over in Philly. I get it. But we could use him. You can make the same case about Zacchaeus. He may not be lighting it up in Chicago, but we could use him.
Yes.
Yami Brown. I mean, again, he's not lighting it up down there, but we could still use him.
I would agree.
I mean, these are guys that you can honestly say, this team would be a lot better off.
Listen, Adam Peters looked like a genius last year. Not that he did everything right, by no means. But he looked like a genius because he hit such a grand slam with Jaden Daniels. The NFL, what does it stand for, Mark and Largo?
Not for long.
There you go. There's your answer. And I think there's going to be – nobody is going to want Adam Peters fired, including you,
in your words. Yeah.
But there is a lot of pressure. There is a lot of pressure going into year three on
Adam. And this is why
Adam Peters.
I think what you said last week, and you and I agree – it wouldn't hurt for maybe if Josh was to make a suggestion to Adam, maybe you need to get someone to assist you. I'm not saying to take over for you, but you got a big job to do this offseason. You're going to need some help.
Well, he does have an assistant GM.
Yeah, but I think you may need someone who's a better scouter who can be a jack of all trades.
Maybe.
And to be honest,
you know what he needs to do. Quite honestly, and I appreciate the phone call. I gotta let you run because we gotta get to somebody else before the break. You know what he needs to do? Again, something that I don't advocate often, but they need to stop penny pinching on 1 year veteran laden deals. Prove it to me type deals in excess, not at all in excess. They need to invested a couple of young core players, 26, 27 years old, that are just coming into or just in their prime. That's what they need to invest in. Harder to find. Ultimately, guys like Javon Kinlaw, who I'm still not sold that Javon Kinlaw is some kind of great addition and signing. He's fine. He's been fairly good. I wouldn't say Javon Kinlaw has been consistently dominant by any stretch, but they need more guys like that. They need more of what they got out of Frankie Louvu in year one and have been hard-pressed to find in year two. A couple of times, but hard-pressed to find in year two. 301-230-0980. Let's get to our guy, AP, in D.C. What up, AP? How are you, pal?
Finally. Chris Russell.
One's in the air.
Acknowledge me.
I acknowledge
you. Good afternoon, sir. Welcome back.
OTC, I acknowledge you.
Indeed, sir. Welcome back. Welcome home.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, again, you got a lot of calls, so I'll be quick. But definitely echoing Mark and Largo. Like, I feel like me and Mark have been like the president and vice president of this campaign of not so much trying to have a smear campaign against Adam Peters, but just bringing more attention to what he's been doing and holding him accountable. Because it didn't look too good yesterday seeing my ex-girlfriends in Emmanuel Forbes.
My ex-girlfriend.
You know, it felt like, dang, man, I'm seeing my ex-girlfriend thriving. You know, I didn't give her a chance. And now she's so happy and everything is so glittering gold. And, you know, she's about to get married and, you know, they're about to close on a big house and everything. That's what it looked like yesterday. And I'm just like, what were we doing so wrong here that we could not fix Emmanuel Forbes and re-sign Curl? Because the deal he went to L.A. for was, in a sense, team-friendly. It looked like he could have settled and got that deal here. But as far as Dallas goes, that, you know, I'm definitely with you on them being likable. Now, do I want them to get a Super Bowl? Absolutely not. Like, because I would never hear the end of that. I have a lot of Dallas friends. You know, I got a lot of Philly friends. So, you know, and I hate Philly more than I hate any team in our division. I can't stand Philly. So I was definitely pulling for Dallas. And, you know, with the rallying cry for their lost teammate, I was definitely rooting for them. You know, the girlfriend was in attendance, you know, so it was good that they showed out and stole a victory. I actually even had Dallas as a money line. I cashed out early, though, because when CD dropped that ball, man, I got scared, dude. I got so scared when he dropped that ball in the end zone. But then, as soon as I cashed out, that's when they got the sack and got the ball back, and I was so pissed.
Right.
But, again, Adam Peters, you are on notice by Mark in Largo, by AP in Laurel. We are the president and vice president of the Send It Back to the Kitchen campaign because, Adam, you're cooking, but the meal is just not panning out, sir. It's raw. That's all I got. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, AP. Appreciate you. Have a great rest of your Monday. Appreciate you. 10 in front of 2 on the Team 980. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back to you. Get more of your calls in, including Ron and Greenbelt and others. 301-230-0980. Plus, we have the rest of Week 12. But, dare I say it, are the Cowboys actually becoming likable in the DMV? As AMAC shakes his head in disgust with vile, reprehensible hate for the Dallas Cowboys and Cowboy B on the Team 980.
But sometimes I'd like to reach through this phone and choke you, rooster, like a chicken. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I'd like to sometimes choke me, too. I'm annoying. I get it. But I'm right. I'm ahead of the curve. While others are way behind and waiting for others to tell them how they should feel, I'm ahead of the curve. I'm constantly moving this show forward. Constantly ahead of the ball. That's right. We're always seeing things before they become reality. Not that we see everything, but we see a lot of things. Like the Dallas Cowboys beating the Philadelphia Eagles, which we predicted on Friday, and a couple of other times last week. Now, what we weren't right on, because believe it or not, there are some things that we get wrong. What we weren't right on is Detroit covering the 12.5 against the Giants, although Detroit ultimately won. We'll get to that game. We were correct on the Bears minus the 2.5 at home against Pittsburgh. We were correct about Kansas City beating Indianapolis, but we missed it by 0.5 point. Oh, dagger. Dagger! Right about New England beating the Bengals. Right about Green Bay smoking the Vikings. Pretty good week for your boy. Pretty good week for your boy. Carolina and San Francisco tonight on Monday Night Football. To wrap up Week 12, it's right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app by Westwood One Sports. I think it's Ryan Radke and Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think the commercial said. I know Ryan Fitzpatrick is doing the color analysis for Westwood One tonight as those two teams wrap up the week. And, you know, who the hell knows what's going to happen, right? Here's what I know. If Carolina covers the 6.5, I believe it. I locked it in as a couple of days ago. Then, you know, I'll win like, I don't know, $15-16 on a $1 bet, which would be nice just to kind of keep my account status afloat so I don't get too low. That would help. Now, is that likely to happen? Who the hell knows? Christian McCaffrey against his former team. Carolina is Jekyll and Hyde. San Francisco's all over the place. They did get Brock Purdy back last week, so that should help. You know, Carolina's defense was playing pretty well. But, again, you just never know with these games and with these teams. Who, I mean, how could you know what's going to happen in some of these games when the absolute just unpredictable nature of the NFL rears its ugly head all the time? Indianapolis was kicking Kansas City's ass all day up and down the field at Arrowhead yesterday. And then they just fall apart in the fourth quarter in overtime. Two completely different games. Now, again, I thought Kansas City would win that game. I didn't think it would be that way. Right? Tennessee almost gives a run. Well, they did give a run to Seattle and lose 30-24. Right? Jacksonville holds on despite not kicking field goals. Trevor Lawrence stinks. And they win 27-24 in overtime over Arizona, who also stinks. By the way, if Jonathan Gannon gets fired in Arizona as their head coach, I wonder if that's a guy you could see here as the next defensive coordinator. I wonder about that. Wonder, 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 wonder. Oop. Who wrote that? Anyway, 301-230-0980, your calls, your reaction to anything Week 12 in the NFL. We're going to get to Jaden Daniels. We're going to hear from Dan Quinn at 3:30 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.